Welcome to Chinee TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm Tony Lontis, and this is the Everyday Business Show. Now, before we get on the show, just a reminder, if you're listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, Payo is ready and waiting to answer all your questions and provide you with the links that you need to anything that we talk about on the show today. Our glorious guest also has her own website, which we'll mention later. And if you don't take note of that, you can always jump on to tonylontis.com and find out about our amazing guests on the website. A reminder too that you can catch up on the shows on Binge TV Networks USA, Hero Go TV USA, and the Tony TV channel app, which is available on all Roku, LG, and Samsung smart TVs across the planet. Now, we have been getting into the regular habit of doing a welcome to country. And for those of you that are Australians listening to this, you will know exactly what that's about. But for our international listeners, it's simply about a movement that acknowledges the special and important role Indigenous communities play in the development of this country, Australia's cultural identity. And Welcome to Country goes a little like this. I respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, that's Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land in which we broadcast, and pay my respects to the elders past and present and all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today, listening live or listening to the replay. Now, we have a special guest by the name of Danny V with us today, and before I introduce you to her, here's what you need to know. Danny V is a mind and body mentor, and she helps women become healthier in mind, body, and soul, and she considers that her superpower. Danny is a qualified personal trainer, health and wellness coach, and a mindset mentor, and she takes a holistic and intuitive approach to online fitness, diet, and nutrition coaching. Nothing makes Danny happier than watching women embrace body positivity, learn to love themselves and become stronger, smarter, and more empowered. It's the best thing ever, and it drives Danny's personal and professional passion. Danny's main focus is helping her clients build positive, kick-ass, run-the-world attitudes. And when women arm themselves with a strong, powerful mindset, then healthy exercise and nutrition choices that come naturally, their confidence and self-esteem soar. Danny is a mother, a mistake maker, a risk taker, and because of this, she is forever learning, changing, and evolving. Danny uses all her experiences, knowledge, and skills to support her clients and their goals with a caring, loving, and empathetic approach. Empathic. Both approach. It is her mission to help ambitious women love their body and live their life with unstoppable confidence. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful welcome. Thank you, Tony.
I'm delighted to have you here today. So Danny and I met through Oz Mumpreneurs recently. And as you know, I was lucky enough to be a recipient of an Oz Mumpreneur Award last year too, in fact. But Oz Mumpreneurs is a fabulous platform for mums in business who want to drive their business further. And Danny is part of that bigger family. And so, Danny, I wanted to start by talking a little bit about your background and growing up. Can you tell me more about Danny?
Oh, wow. So growing up, I moved all over Queensland. So my parents, we moved every couple of years. They owned a business and my dad worked for what was called the Water Resources back then. So we moved around a lot. So I learned to be quite social because I sort of had to reintroduce myself every 2 years at schools and things like that. So I think that's where like my outgoing personality comes from, because, you know, I just sort of had to enter different scenarios all the time, which I loved. Like, I absolutely loved that lifestyle. And then throughout school, I went to a private school in Brisbane. And then when I left school, I studied music at the Conservatorium of Music. Yeah, so I did pedagogy there, which is like small group training for piano. And that's actually where I started my business career, because I started my piano teaching business when I was only 19 years old, and then just kept going onwards and upwards from there.
Part of most part of my childhood was spent learning organ, so not piano but organ, and doing the whole testing and I forget what they were called back then, but there were you know, the levels of
AMEB, Australian Music Examination Board.
Yeah. That's the one. And I can still remember being terrified of those in-person testing where you had to play one of the big pieces of music that you'd spent the last 6 months practicing day in, day out. So familiar with that. And I and the teachers that I had were just amazing people, amazing women, incidentally, and who were very patient, loving and kind and supportive through that whole process. But that's a wonderful background to go into business. So you were a piano teacher for a while, and then what happened?
I fell pregnant with my first child. And I just had like a change of heart, because I was, I didn't fall pregnant with her until I was 29. I had her when I was 30. So, you know, I've been doing that for a long time. And I guess my passion had changed, because I absolutely loved the music and I loved coaching the children in the schools and everything, but I felt like that there was more. There was more within me, and I wanted to serve the world more, and I didn't feel like I could do that through piano teaching. So then I started just like a fitness, like a $10 boot camp fitness business. And I juggled both the businesses until like that business got big enough. And I only let go of the piano teaching business probably about 5 years ago now. It was hard to let go of. So I started that, and then as I grew as a person, because when I started that business, I was married to an emotionally and mentally abusive man, so I had to take my kids with me everywhere I went. So then I created this business where I had babysitting at the classes, and so then I could take my kids along, and it wasn't like a big thing that I had my kids there, because everybody brought their kids along, and that's sort of how that fitness brand morphed. And during that time I started getting really involved in my own personal growth and my own personal development, to, you know, find the strength to know what I wanted in that business that, you know, with my husband at the time. And so I discovered neuro-linguistics programming. And I actually went through that myself. And then I have since, well, that was 9 years ago, I think now, Tony, that I became a practitioner. And so then I started bringing that into the fitness business. So it wasn't really a fitness business anymore. And then so that all morphed into like bringing like the holistic side of things. So like, I really became passionate about making women see that they can have that strength through their mind, and then the exercise and the nutrition come afterwards.
And just going back to, if you don't mind, going back to being in an abusive relationship, one of the vulnerabilities I don't think that we talk about often enough, and particularly with women, is that if you don't have a positive self-image, then you are in fact vulnerable to abuse, because you beat yourself up so badly inside your head that when a man does it to you, you don't actually recognize for the longest time that that's what's happening. Was it a similar journey for you, Danny?
Yeah, very much so. Like I honestly didn't even believe I was in a relationship like that until I left. I just got to a point where I felt like I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel happy, but like I didn't notice that I was had such a low self-esteem, and I didn't notice that when he would say those things, it was so easy for me to believe because I already believed it about myself.
Yes.
So yeah, I truly believe that, you know, you can abuse yourself so much that you don't see that somebody else is doing it to you as well.
And the thing about it too, Danny, is that you don't realize how much you're beating yourself up until you become aware of that. And for lots of women, that actually in some cases never occurs or occurs at varying stages of life. When you suddenly it's pointed out to you, these are the words and things that you're saying to yourself in your head. These are the things that no one else hears but you, but we beat ourselves up. Look at ourselves in the mirror and go, oh my God, look at those wrinkles. Oh my God, look at that. That tummy, look at those boobs, look at that. Like, we do it. And I think that it's something that we need to be openly talking about so that other women realize that looking in the mirror and beating yourself up is not okay. It's not helpful. It leaves you to a place where you're not living your best life and where you open yourself up to things that are not good for you, like bad relationships.
Absolutely. And your unconscious mind believes everything you're telling it. So if you're looking in the mirror and saying, oh my goodness, you're so ugly. Look at that fat, flobby stomach. You know, oh, look at that cellulite. You're so disgusting. And, you know, you think that you're just saying it to yourself, but then you actually put that into the cells of your body.
Correct.
And you start actually living and breathing what you're saying to yourself. So then, you know, it's so easy to attract that to you as well.
It's quite a lot of work to swap that mindset, and that's when NLP comes in, because it works at that subconscious level and actually makes it easier, quicker, and more long-lasting. Danny, were you surprised when you first started getting into NLP that the results that it could have on people's lives?
Oh, very much so, and I still I shine after every session with my clients with the NLP. I do use other modalities now because I've been doing it for so long, so I bring in other things that I use along the Danny version of NLP.
Yes. Needs to be Danny-fied.
Yeah, Danny-fied. And I honestly do get blown away every single time with NLP, because you're not rehashing the problem, and you're not talking about the problem, and you're not rehashing the problem. So it's not this really down and trodden thing that you're going to come back and talk about it the next time. I love how it just takes away the emotions and decisions, and then can create like a better space for you. And you do it all on your own. You know, I just guide my clients. They do it all on their own.
It's having, and to be honest with the audience, I've used NLP many, 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 many times to get through blocks or to sort out things that were going on in my own mind. Danny, obviously you were doing the music teaching and learning in the background. Was there a specific point where you thought, oh gosh, let's combine this with health and wellness and physical fitness of women? What was that moment for you where you put the two together? Because I'm just reflecting for myself that and I've had fitness coaches before, and I'm just thinking, gosh, I don't think anyone's combined the fitness part of it with the mind part of it. And I'm just wondering when that connection happened for you.
Very early in the piece, because I am very passionate and very intuitive about what people need. So when people come and work with me, I already have like that knowledge of what they'll need. And I'm such a strong believer that, you know, no matter how much you work on your body, so no matter how much you work on your fitness, you're not going to see that beautiful woman in the mirror until you work on your mind, you know, because there's stories, and there's many stories that I could speak about of women that they can lose 20 kilos and they look phenomenal to everybody else on the outside world, but they look in the mirror, and if they haven't worked on their mind, they still see that woman with 20 kilos on her.
Yeah.
So I think like very early in the beginning, working with women and then seeing them have that transformation and not seeing it within themselves, I always, like, even in my fitness sessions, I sort of weave in my yes. NLP and my coaching, because I think that's really important for the women to understand the power of inner self-confidence. Mm. And, you know, even like my fitness business isn't a fitness business anymore. Like, people do come to me for that holistic transformation, because they know that I'm going to work with their mind and their body, and like fueling their body, like fueling your body is fueling your mind, not just food and liquid. Mm-hmm. So I think the switch was really early on in the piece where I could see my clients having the transformation, but they couldn't see it the way I did. And I really wanted them to see it.
Ah, okay. And did it, when you did that swap, did it have dramatic results for your clients?
So every single one of my clients, you know, if they put the work in, they get phenomenal results. That, like, we're always surprised with what they get, you know, like even in the fitness business, like an 8-week program, they can't believe the results they get when they're not restricting themselves on anything. They don't go, they don't go no carbs, no fats, like in that nutrition side of things, because we just work on, we mainly work on the mindset. We work on the way that they speak to themselves. We work on the gratitude. We work on eliminating limiting beliefs that are coming up, and then everything else just flows.
And so they still see a change in their fitness levels. They still see results within the dropping of kilos. All of that comes just from the way that you weave in the work around the mind.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see yourself as a transformologist, effectively, and I'm guessing that has wonderful impacts on women's lives. Can you tell us about some of the things that your clients have gone on to do, without mentioning names, of course, but some of the things and some of the changes that they've brought about in their lives after spending time with you?
So the biggest changes that I've seen in quite a few clients is they change their careers when they come to me. So because they find, like, who they truly authentically are, and they find the confidence within themselves, you know, recently I've had two women that one lady's left her job and gotten this amazing job over in the US. Like, so now she's just working, you know, online with her company in the US, because she did one-on-one coaching with me, and she just had this incredible transformation of just finding that self-confidence and that self-love again to actually go for an interview for the career of her dreams, and she's got it, you know. So, and then I've got another lady just recently that she's gone and for an interview for promotion in her career, and she's gotten that, and she's actually, what's happening now is where she is they're saying, no, we don't want you to go, and so she's got that, like, you know, the possibilities of
that value,
you know, having the value and everything, which is really exciting. And then, you know, there's another lady a few years ago, with the career changing, is that she actually started up her own business and started up her own nutrition business and really stepped into that, where, like, she started studying and, you know, she found that confidence in that, the direction for where they want to go, because then they know who they are. So they know what they want.
Yeah.
And then, like, other transformations are just finding that really incredible confidence. Like, I'm thinking of another lady at the moment that she, you know, she'd lost herself to being a mum.
Yeah.
And, you know, you lose your identity, you forget who you are. Mm. And so many women do, you know, and then she's just found this incredible confidence now. And, you know, just even the clothes that she wants to wear, and she, you know, she's working her way up to wearing short shorts, and, you know, she just feels so, she's like just exuding confidence, and it's so beautiful to see. So that's a huge thing for my clients as well, like their confidence in who they are and shining bright and having that voice is really comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. Because let's face it, Danny, the world from a woman's perspective, and this is, again, not all women, but it's tough. It's tough being a woman. It's tough being a woman in this world. It's tough being a woman at this time. And whilst I feel that there are changes afoot and I feel that there is a change around women and towards women and for women, we're still not there yet. So for many women, they just don't value themselves in who they are, what they do, and their place in society. And then conversely, society doesn't value the very, very important processes around caring and loving and bringing children up. We just don't value that highly enough. Mm-hmm. And for many women, that's what happens when you become a mum. You become a carer for this small human being who is completely reliant on you, and you forget that there's a world out there. And I actually think that we need to support all mums in that journey and know that that's an important role. And of course, there's dads out there that do that as well. But from this point and this moment in time, it remains predominantly a woman's role to bring the children up and to care for the house and do all of those things. And in doing those things, which are as important to a global economy as businesses and companies, the caring of the next generation of humanity is just as important. And so that's where women get lost, don't they, Danny? They just fall into that, I'm a mum now, and we as society don't always value them the way that they need and should be valued.
Yeah, Danny, absolutely.
I want to know, we've talked about some of your clients, and I'm just that you work with a broad variety of women. Do you work with men at all?
No, I do work with men actually that have special needs. So I do fitness training with men with special needs because I can bring the mindset in with them. So I do currently have just two clients of that, their special needs, and I have one man that he is ASD and high anxiety, like very, very high anxiety. Mm-hmm. And another man, he is nonverbal, he's ASD, he's Down syndrome. And
they're beautiful.
Makes me shine bright because they can do everything that everyone else can do if they're given the time and they're given the confidence that they can do it. So yeah, I do work with men in that aspect.
What's your favorite sort of woman to work with? For the audience listening out there, tell me about your favorites.
So my favorite woman, I would say, is someone that's aware of personal development. So they're already like looking into wanting to have a shift. They want to find who they are, and they're ready to do the work. So someone that's really passionate about putting themselves first because they know that that's going to be able to serve everybody else around them, and they don't know how to do it, and so then they reach out to me and that's how I can guide them.
Amazing. You talked earlier at the start of the program about, before we went on air actually, about the retreat that you've got on this weekend. Can you please tell us about the retreat, what you're doing, where it is? Can people, is it booked out already?
Not yet. There's still a few tickets left. So if you want to come along, we still have space. Yes, definitely. So I'm running this retreat in Sanford in Brisbane, Queensland, on Saturday, the 29th of January. It's 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it is all about intentional 2022. So it's about letting go of the hangover of 2021 that we've all been through, just letting go of all of that BS. And bringing in the intentional you, and this is something that I really love to teach with my people, is like bringing in who you want to be. So intentional goals are so different just to setting the SMART goals. It's about really intentionally living and breathing what that is. And we're going to be starting with a beautiful Indigenous smoking ceremony, and that is designed to just let go and, you know, let go of all the bad. And then we're going to be moving into one of my designed masterclasses about setting your intentions, but really setting it to be who you want to be. And then we'll move into a yoga flow and a meditation where I'll use one of my NLP processes to plant that into your unconscious mind. So that intention will be in your being before you leave us. Yeah. And then we're going to finish off with a really beautiful women's circle to connect and really celebrate what we've done that day. Yeah, so I'm so excited about the transformation these women are going to have. Yeah,
yeah,
so
that
excited.
Sounds. Now, what's the best way anyone listening can connect with you today if they're interested about the retreat on Saturday? Is it via email?
Yes, email would be the best, absolutely. So email me straight away if you want to get a ticket.
And they, and Danny's email is dannynni@dannyv.com. That's Danny with a double N and an I at dannyv.com. And I'd encourage you, if you're listening and you just got 4 hours available on Saturday and you're close to Brisbane, Sunshine Coast or Gold Coast, jump on and grab those tickets, because there's doesn't sound like there's very many left at all. And it's in Samford in Brisbane.
Yes,
and it's only for 4 hours, but incredible deliverables from Danny. So you work, you do retreats, you work one-on-one. What sorts of other programs do you have, Danny?
I have this incredible 12-month program as well, where women can work with me for 12 months. And we come together twice a month. So we come into like a group coaching session twice a month. They get to have access to a membership where I interview other wellness people all around the world, where they can really support the women in, you know, we've got sexuality, we talked about spirituality, we talk about, you know, nutrition and the naturopathy side of nutrition. And there's just so many women that I've already interviewed that's already in that membership. And then there's new interviews every single month. And then each month is themed to a different transformation. So it's all about, you know, for the women that are currently just hiding in the shadows because they don't have that self-confidence, you know, and you could be like a top career woman and still hiding from the next
step
up. And so this is just giving them the guidance to be able to then step into their like divine feminine power. So yeah, it's really transformational. And I only take on 10 women for this coaching program. So it's really intimate as well.
And that's a lovely number. Ten's a lovely number for people who might feel a little bit shy or introverted. There's something beautiful happens when women get together and talk and chat and socialize and get to know each other. There is a combined energy between women that is incredibly powerful in moving them from a stuck state to an empowered state. And Danny, seeing as we're talking so much about fitness and nutrition, I'm just pondering some of your expertise around what is an average fitness. I know there's no average women, and I know, but what are some of the simple things that you can do in everyday life that are good for your fitness?
Walking. If you can do nothing else, go for a walk, and then that's actually really good for your mental health as well. And then for women, like if you just want to do body weight exercise, like you can easily do just some easy body weight exercises. I actually run all of my classes online. So if you wanted to come and have a specialist guide you, I actually have an online membership for all of my classes as well. So, you know, it just for women, it's really important to be aware, like even if, especially if you've had children, to be aware of your pelvic floor and not just go in and start doing, you know, burpees and jumping everywhere and have all things go wrong. So it's just really important. Like if you're only starting out, I'd say get walking. Just go for like a 5 or 10 minute walk, because if
so, you can start with a 5 or 10 minute walk. That's because that's doable, isn't it? A 5 or a 10 minute walk every day or every other day. What do you recommend?
If you're in front of a desk, so if you're a career woman that's in front of the desk all the time, I'd suggest trying to do it every day, and it's a great brain break as well from your desk. So yeah, if you can do it every day and it's only 5 to 10 minutes, I mean, everybody has 5 to 10 minutes in their day, no matter how busy you are, you do.
That's exactly right. You've just got to say, okay, I've got to, this is all 5 minutes. That's all I've got. Off you go. Go for a walk, bang, back on with, but that starts a habit forming, doesn't it, Danny?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I do with all of my coaching, is we just start small habits, and then you, you actually can't believe what you can do by the end of it.
Yeah. For busy women, that's incredible advice that you can start so small and then build things up. I'm thinking about my age group, which is the over 50s, over the mid 50s, and thinking about our special fitness and nutritional needs. What's some advice around our age group?
Yeah, so for over 50s, I would say walking is the best thing to get you started as well, and body weight as well, body weight activities. So you could just do like a few squats and a few push-ups and things like that just to get your body moving. If you really want to build like a stronger core because you haven't looked after yourself and you've got sore back and things like that, Pilates is a really amazing exercise to do for women if you've neglected yourself for a long time, or just make sure that you do go to a women's health specialist, so not just any old PT. It's really important to go to a women's health specialist. I would suggest that to over 50s for sure.
And what about in terms of nutrition, Denny?
So for nutrition, I don't agree on any diets because the first three letters of diet is die. Four letters of healthy is heal. So if you think about living a healthy lifestyle and fueling your body, so I do use a lot of mindset around my nutrition coaching in the sense that if you're fueling your body and ask yourself these three questions, these are the three questions that I offer my clients to ask themselves, is you ask yourself, how do I feel before I eat this? So say if you're going to go and eat a donut, because everybody always talks about donuts when I'm coaching them. So say if you're going to eat the donut, how am I going to feel before it? Oh, I'm going to feel great because I really want this donut. How are you going to feel during it? If you're being mindful, are you really feeling great the whole way through eating that donut, or you're starting to feel a little bit yucky? How am I going to feel afterwards? Am I going to feel guilty because I've got all this negative self-talk? Do I feel really bloated? Am I feeling sick because I've eaten this whole donut? And then that's your lesson, that maybe you'll start out and you'll have half the donut because you don't feel sick after half a donut. Because if you love donuts, you don't have to cut them out, but maybe don't eat a whole donut.
Actually, that was my next question, was around those things that we really enjoy, and if they're done in moderation, like, so my guilty pleasure is two little squares of chocolate every couple of days. So that's my thing that I love, and I savor those two little pieces of chocolate. In a healthy diet and fitness regime, are those things okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think you need to cut anything out. I do say cut out processed foods like Macca's and KFC and all of that stuff, just because it makes you feel really sick. But if you even want that once in a while, it's actually fine.
Yeah. So this is about it. This is about a generally doing what's best for you versus cutting things out. I wanted to ask you, when I was thinking about our interview last night, I was thinking, I wonder what Danny, we hear lots of people talking about the fasting. Oh, it's not a diet, it's they fast for a long period of time. And I wondered what you as a nutrition and fitness specialist thought about that, because I know some women have really good results from that whole fasting regime, but I just wondered from your perspective, what are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting you say that, because a lot of people, doctors, do suggest that to women over 50. I always say to women that ask me about that is breakfast is called that because it's you're breaking the fast.
Yes, that's why I'm asking, because I'm like, that doesn't quite, like, we've always been told that, you know, breakfast is really important because your body's been so long without food and yada yada. But a lot of the women that I've talked to about this process is they're not eating their first meal until 11, 12 o'clock during the day. So, and I haven't known enough people working in fitness and nutrition to say, but what's the impact of that on your body? Is it good? Is it primal? Is it primitive? Should we be doing that?
You know what? If it works for you and you're doing it and you feel good about it, I would say keep doing it. But I wouldn't suggest it to people because breakfast is break the fast. But then you also have to be mindful that you're not eating something at 10 o'clock at night and then 12 o'clock at night, because that's also not great if you're eating that all through the night as well. So it's just really what your situation is. If you started doing the fasting and it's working for you and you aren't losing energy and you're not faint because you haven't eaten and you're seeing results, well, you know, don't stop it. But I wouldn't suggest it because it's another diet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's just a it's just another way of looking at things. Danny, you've been coaching for a long time now, and in your experience, in terms of women, we all have very different body types and shapes and heights. In terms of the fads that we've seen around nutrition in recent years, eating for body type, eating for blood type, eating for... From your experience, are there some things that work better for certain sorts of people versus... have you found that in your experience?
So like certain things work for some clients but don't work for others, definitely.
Yes. Okay.
And I guess that's what I was saying to you when we first started speaking, like intuitively.
Yeah.
And it could just be because I've been doing this for 13 years as well.
Yes.
I know what my client needs. So, but what I suggest to you, what you need, I'm not going to tell the next person. So, you know, I can't say this is what I do for my clients. Because I never ever do the same thing for one person, because so everybody needs something different.
Okay, so it's very individualized for that particular person.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because yes, as I said, that there's lots of fads that come and go, and then you see people that have these amazing results and others that have no results at all, so which leads me to think that not everything is going to work for every person.
No, and it doesn't. That's right. That's exactly right.
Do people tend to have an innate understanding of the foods that are good for them, or do people have completely lost any idea of what's good and what's bad?
I think so many people are so overwhelmed because there's so much, like you said about the diets over the internet, like there's so much information that I find that majority of people are just so overwhelmed they don't even know what to do. They don't know what is good for them. They don't know what they should be putting in their bodies to help them be healthy.
Yeah. Those things like you should be taking multivitamins, you should be drinking 2 liters a day, those sorts of things, which – are pretty clear and the messaging is, and I understand the messaging around, but then I remember reading recently an article that talks about not drinking 2 liters a day, that in fact for some people that is incredibly bad, and for some people with certain conditions it is obviously bad to drink too much water. And you're saying, Danny, that you use your intuition and your knowledge and wisdom to work out what's going to work with that client, and you always achieve those results in that required time frame that they're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then they keep coming back for more. So
awesome.
So they achieve their goal and then they come back to rise up even more. And I do find that when people work with me, it doesn't end up being about fitness or nutrition. It always ends up about the mindset, and they really build the confidence within them, and then they get really interested in learning more about themselves and then how they fuel their body. So it's not about nutrition as in I'll go and eat an apple or I'll go and have you know, water or whatever. It's about, you know, what's going to make me feel good and what's going to make me have the energy I want and be able to achieve the goals that I want. So it's more about that side of things than the food and things like that. And I think with the two different, like the 2 liters of water that you're talking about, like people get caught up thinking, okay, well, I have to drink two liters of water a day. But if you're having a herbal tea, that's part of that 2 liters. So if you're having, like, you know, if you're having a green smoothie and you make it on water, that's part of the 2 liters. So you don't have to have 2 liters on top of all of that type of stuff.
Yes. And those are the sorts of things that people get get stuck on and go, oh, I haven't done this or I haven't done that, or gosh, I've only had a glass of water when in fact you've had, you know, two or three herbal teas, or you've had soup for lunch, because there's fluid in those things as well. Yeah. But you do need to have a certain level of good plain old water, though, in your body to be healthy, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we're majority water. That's, you know, that's why we go with the moon.
Yeah.
Just like the ocean, because we're made up of mostly water.
Yeah. Denny, when women have babies, their bodies always change in a number of ways. My kids are in their 30s now, so it's been a while, but things like baby brain, baby weight, all of those things are very real, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, my pregnant ladies, they always carry on about their baby brain.
Yes.
And then afterwards, yes, like the lack of sleep is the baby brain, you know, because so men can actually get that as well, because you know, my husband with our youngest was very hands-on, and both of us sort of lost our minds. And so, yeah, definitely. And the baby weight is something that I'm really passionate about letting women know, that if you're breastfeeding, you need that weight to make the milk. You know, it's okay to have some fat around your hips, because you actually need that fat around your hips to create the milk to feed your baby. So, and you know, that's something that I had to learn along the years too, because when I had my first baby, I was only just getting into this, and, you know, I judged myself because of that, and I judged myself because, you know, I was in the fitness industry by then, but I wasn't getting the results I wanted. And then, you know, by doing the research and doing the learning, you know, it's actually good for you to have that baby weight if you're breastfeeding.
That's right.
Because your baby needs it.
Yeah,
to get all those nutrients.
And there's a lot of pressure on new mums to lose that weight or to appear a certain way, when in fact our bodies are actually geared as women to for that weight to support that breastfeeding journey, and for the weight will slowly come off over a longer period of time versus that bang, I'm back to pre-pregnancy weight again. And the other thing is too, that for some women, you may never go back to pre-pregnancy because of the fact that you've had another human being, and your body changes throughout that process. Your body's not the same again, is it?
Yeah, and that's right. And then if you end up getting into wanting to really look after your body, and you get fit and you get strong after your babies because you want to have that energy, weights, like weighing yourself, I'm an anti-scales person. Because weighing yourself is not, like, I'm 10 kilos heavier than I was before my children, but I'm actually smaller than I was before my children. So, you know, if I look at the weight, I've put on 10 kilos since I've had kids, but I still wear clothes from when I was 19, you know, so my husband actually teases me about it, saying it's time to let go.
No. There might be shoes in there. I'm not going to let them go.
But you know, so you have to really, if you want to measure yourself, take measurements or think about the clothes that you want to fit back into, but they also might fit you differently, because you've just created a beautiful human and your body's changed shape. So, I think it's really important just to take those factors in as well. Yeah. And then your age as well, because I know my kids are so spanned out. I had my first baby when I was 30, and I had my last baby when I was 39. So the baby at 39 is another learning curve for me, because I haven't bounced back easily. It's 3 years later, I still have like
the
tummy and stuff like that, because I was 39. So my body's not going to bounce back, because it's not got all the elasticity in it. And, you know, there's so much to factor in once you've had your baby.
Yeah, definitely. And you have to be a bit gentle with an aging body as well, and not expect it to do what it could do when you were 20. So when you were 20, you could dance all night and stay out till 5 a.m. and there was no problem. But when you're 40, that becomes more problematic, and we're not always gentle enough on ourselves in terms of that whole aging process.
Yeah, and just giving gratitude to your body too, Tony. Like, that's your body, and this is me going into my mindset coach mode, but
absolutely, please.
Your body is not going to thank you if you don't thank it. So you think about when you've created a beautiful human and thank your body for giving you that opportunity, because, like, a lot of women don't get that opportunity.
That's right.
So how, like, how wonderful it is for you to have that opportunity and thank your body for growing your beautiful, healthy baby and allowing you to birth it all, you know, have the cesarean. It's all just as beautiful. And then, you know, thank your body for allowing you to have that opportunity. And I actually encourage my clients to give themselves a shower of love. So when they get into the shower, like, just touch every ounce of your body and just thank you, thank you, thank you, all every part of your body all the way down. And it just brings so much gratitude and thankfulness into you, and your body feels that. And then that is going to help you shed the weight. I know it sounds like I'm crazy, but it works.
No, I was going to ask you, obviously it works because you've been teaching your clients and your ladies that for, you would have seen the results of that connection between self-love and body.
Oh.
And part of that is too accepting that, gosh, I'm 5 foot two, well, actually I'm probably 5 foot one now because you shrink as you age as well, just add that into the equation. But I'm short, Danny. I'm never gonna be 6 foot, so I'm never gonna have those long legs. I'm never and it's about going, well, yeah, that this is what I've got, but I've got really strong shoulders and really strong legs and those sorts of things. It's about pinpointing those things that are really wonderful about you, that make you unique, and focus on them rather than those other things that are designed to bring you down. Danny, we've had a wonderful conversation about what you do and how you do it. I'm curious now. I want to know what your big vision for the future looks like.
It's my mission to eradicate self-loathing in women, so then we can bring this leadership of compassion and leading from the heart into our world and really shift, like, be shift changers of this world. So if I can really vision myself to, you know, touching as many women in the world, all over the world, to step into a beautiful self-confidence so they can lead with heart, so then the people that are watching them can then lead with heart, I'm living my mission.
That's so beautiful, Danny. I'm pretty sure that we spoke about this when we first connected, and it's about my belief that women are the next generation. It will be strong, beautiful women that lead from a place of their heart and soul that will change humanity. It's what we need to see across the planet. So I'm not just talking about our little world here in Australia. I'm talking about globally, where we need to see better leadership, better decisions, and I believe that comes from empowered women, because for millennia women have not had enough seats at the tables in the echelons of power. We've not had the conversations or been part of the conversations that would make a difference. So from my personal space, it excites me when I talk to women like yourself who are involved in empowering women to live their best life, because I believe that women will make the change in the next decade. And that's not to denigrate men. That's not to suggest that they are inferior or in any way. I'm not being derogatory in any way. Rather, I am just saying that women need to rise to the table, and that we need to be encouraged, empowered, and educated to speak up and speak more, because the world needs change. The world is not in a great space politically, environmentally, humanistically, socially. There's a whole range of not so great things happening, and I believe that it will be the women quietly encouraging other women and quietly leading other women that will be that change. And I'm so glad that you do the work that you do, Danny. I'm so glad that you've made this part of your mission to encourage women, and just the fact that it starts with a conversation around their health, wellness and fitness, and leads into a bigger discussion about what's going on in their mind and their head. And for some women, they've never had that conversation before, have they?
Oh, yeah. Most women, there's a very large amount of women that don't even know that they can have that conversation, and mm-hmm. they don't realize that it can actually be effortless as well.
Yes.
You know, if you're guided and you have somebody supporting you in finding who you truly are and then looking after yourself in health and wellness, there's nothing stopping you from achieving whatever you want in life. Absolutely not. And just that feminine energy. Because, you know, we need both masculine and feminine energy. It's
definitely
so important that everybody has it. But, you know, if we have that rise of feminine energy, then the
rebalances males will the world.
Bring in feminine energy too. So it'll be so
correct.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's very exciting to live in this era. It's mm-hmm. very exciting to speak to the amazing women that I do most weeks. I speak to amazing men as well, but it's the women that seem to be driving the change the world needs to see at the moment. And that's exciting. And I'm guessing, Danny, for you, that's an incredibly exciting space to work in.
Oh, it's so exciting, and to have the opportunity to work worldwide, because I do have quite a few clients overseas as well, and just to know that, you know, it's not just Australia that I'm making a shift change in. I can expand all over the world, and I guess that's one thing that we can really thank COVID for.
I was just going
to
say,
out Danny, to each other throughout.
I was just going to say that we're now in this era where you, Danny, in Australia, can be working with someone in the UK, Russia, Canada, Germany, US, it doesn't matter where, because you don't have to leave your home in Brisbane to still have that amazing impact and connection with women across the world. And
such exciting times.
Yeah. And the fact that you can do it virtually and still have that same connection is just brilliant, I think, because it gives women, particularly women with children, the ability to schedule their time around the different time zones. Where's the farthest country that you've mentored in?
Oh my goodness.
I'm hoping you're going to say Russia.
I don't have anyone in Russia. I'm just thinking, I've gone to the
US and the UK,
Canada.
Yes.
I've gone to, lots of countries in Europe.
Yeah.
It's probably because the UK would be further than the US from us, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
so
it is.
The UK, it's 24 hours.
The UK is a long way.
It's a day away.
I know. Because we're this huge island that's just dropped in the bottom of the world, and it's just such a long way. So for Australians, the prospect of being able to link on Zoom, for instance, and to even what we're doing now, we're broadcasting globally and talking to people across the world in the it's a different time zone for them, obviously, but we have that ability, and that's fascinating. And who knows
so
what technology will be available. My imaginative brain goes all over the place with the thought that the technology might be here to jump in a light speed craft and zap over to Paris for lunch.
Wouldn't that excite me?
Yeah. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be good? Absolutely. Danny, we've had a wonderful conversation today. I'm really privileged to have you on the show. Can you just tell us once more about your retreat before we run out of time? Because I'd really love to see if we can fill those last spots on your retreat this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. So it's all focused around being the intentional you. So letting go of all the BS of 2021. Let's get rid of that hangover of what we've been through for the last 2 years and bring in an intentional goals of who you want to be now to lead the life that you have. And then we'll be doing like a beautiful Indigenous smoking ceremony with a really great friend of mine, Kylie Lee Bradford. And then we will also be stepping into my masterclass, some yoga flow and a meditation where we will actually be implanting the person you want to be into your unconscious mind during that meditation. And then
powerful
stepping into just
stuff.
A beautiful women's circle after that so we can collaborate and just join together in rising up.
Oh,
it's
Denny.
Going to be in Sanford in Queensland, Brisbane, Queensland.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And if you want to reach out to Danny, it's danny@dannyv.com. For those of you listening live online, those links will be in the chat box for you right now. But it's easy. Danny with a double N and an I, V-V-E-E, exactly the way it sounds, .com. And Danny, thank you for coming on the show today and telling
thank
me about
you so
your
much,
amazing
Jane.
Work with women. And I encourage you all to reach out and connect with Danny after the show. And that, my friends, is your lot for this week. I'm your host, Tony Lonis, and this is Everyday Business. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.